About once a year, the Supreme Court hears a case in a makeshift courtroom as part of Supreme Court Live, an educational outreach program. Thursday, that courtroom will be Barrow High School's auditorium. School officials and local attorneys have been helping students cram on the justice system, the case, even court etiquette and how to dress. Here's Principal Bev Gillespie.
The biggest challenge, frankly, is how in the world are we going to manage all those cell phones?
Gillespie says her auditorium can hold 285 people. Between students, staffers, and guests, it'll be standing room only.
Everyone who goes into that facility will be wanded, will be gone through security. We figure it'll take us about an hour just to get everybody through security and into the seats so that we can begin the process of hearing the court case.
State troopers and local police, about a dozen altogether, will handle security. The plaintiff's attorney, Brad DeNoble, says Barrow is a fitting choice.
You know, it's interesting because Barrow is, of all places, Barrow is being hit one of the hardest with climate change. You know, they've got a very vested interest in the outcome of this.
The case itself hinges on three questions. Does the state have an obligation to protect the atmosphere? Does the judicial system even have jurisdiction? Or is this exclusively the domain of the legislative and executive branches of government? And do Canuck and fellow plaintiffs have standing, that is, a personal interest and injury that the court can address? Canuck plans to be there. He says he was surprised the court agreed to hear his appeal after courts elsewhere dismissed similar cases. The Oregon-based nonprofit Our Children's Trust helped Canuck and other young people file suit in at least 9 states and against the federal government. Canuck is optimistic something positive will come of this.
Well, keeping my fingers crossed and hopefully that we get moving forward with forming some kind of climate reaction policy, both in, you know, at the state legislative level and hopefully in the federal level as well.
Assistant Attorney General Seth Bosang, who's arguing against DeNoble, says he's confident.
This case is a novelty, and I think the plaintiffs even make that, you know, clear in their briefs as well.
For classroom and case materials, visit the Supreme Court Live page or ktoo.org. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.